Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, that would be the U.S. of A. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome one and all to What's on Your Mind. Tuesday edition of the program today brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. A lot of summer left. And if you stop by today at any of their locations and say, hey, show me the different sizes of splash pools. Number one selling pool in America. Okay, North Dakota is a hot product. They've sold a lot of these. And you say, okay, I like this size. You're going to be enjoying that this summer in August. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Not to mention, we know what comes after summer. A little cooler weather of fall and then winter. Perfect times for the Hot Spring Spa. So good time to be thinking about that, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Kevin and I can attest to how much their life changes, their wellness.
I don't you're not allowed to say the W word, though, till like October, though.
Is that right?
You can say the F word, the fall. The fall's coming, and perfect time for a hot spring spa bubbling on the deck, but don't say that that W word yet.
I'll just remind folks what comes after fall.
Yes, and you go. Exactly.
Leave it to your own imagination.
Hot springs will outfit you.
Yeah. And really what they're selling you is wellness. They're selling the ability to feel better day in and day out, and above the water, below the water, beyond the water, as Vince says. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They are in West Fargo next to Spitfire. They're in front of the Grand Cities Mall in Grand Forks, and they're in front of Walmart on the expressway in Bismarck. All right, I want to talk about this is not a light and fluffy topic today, Kev. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes on a piece that Victor Davis Hanson wrote. Victor Davis Hanson is a great historian and thinker, pretty regular guest on the Fox News Channel. I've been reading his books and his writings for a long time because I just connect with the guy. He just is a no-nonsense historian. He is making the case that we now are in the midst of one of the most radical revolutions in American history.
As far-reaching...
and as dangerous as the turbulent years of the 1850s and 1860s or the 1930s, of which I would argue very few of us have firsthand knowledge of, right? We, it may be a history book. I don't know how many people, if we surveyed everybody in West Acres today.
Right.
One of my favorite places to go out and find it. Would they be more interested in, what kind of tennis shoes they're buying? Or how we are in a parallel to what happened in the 1850s and 1860s or the 1930s. But Victor Davis Hanson makes the case that every aspect of American life and culture is under assault, including the way in which we govern ourselves and the manner in which we live. And he points this revolution back to the Obama administration as to when it began, because that's at the point when there was an effort to divide Americans into oppressed and oppressors, and substitute race for class victimization.
Yep.
All empowered by the
mentality,
what he calls the bi-coastal wealth accrued from globalization and honed during the COVID lockdown, quarantine-fed economic downturn, the George Floyd riots, and their aftermath. All of this comes together. Now, you start putting these pieces of the puzzle together, it sounds smarter and smarter the more you listen. The revolution, he says, was boosted by fanatic opposition to the presidency of Donald Trump. Boy, if that isn't a good description. Fanatic opposition, also known as Trump derangement syndrome. And he says the result is an America that is unrecognizable from what it was a mere decade ago. Wow. Now, my question for you is, do you agree with that? Is he speaking for you? Or is this hyperbole? This is over the top. There's two camps of folks out there, I believe. Those that just sort of keep their head down and do what they do and don't pay much attention to anything and, you know, whatever, this will be fine, everything's going to be fine, nothing to worry about here. And those that see around the curve and believe that we are at a crossroads. He's making the case we're at a crossroads. The remaking of America is certainly a crossroads. Who's right? He lists 10 what he calls upheavals where the left has succeeded. One is free expression. He says, in large swatches of American society, particularly the corporation, the media, the government, the public schools, and the university, it is suddenly dangerous to speak freely. At a DEI workshop, politely object that whiteness does not account for all the challenges of marginalized peoples, and you will become either ostracized, reprimanded, or perhaps fired. Wave goodbye to free expression. Try suggesting to a class that man-made climate change and the state remedies for it are still under debate, and your career and livelihood are endangered.
Well, not in Texas, they're not. I mean, I'm saying it, again, depends on where the schools are, what states they're in, cities they're in, and, you know.
No, in academia, I'd say it's pretty much everywhere.
Really? Everywhere? I just don't.
In academia, yeah. I mean, if you're in a class and you say, hey, wait a minute here, climate change, man-made, the solutions for it, we're still debating this. We don't know enough to know what does it, and you're not exactly going to get a, oh, yeah, you're right, you're going to get a slap down. I mean, your career, I mean, that's just an example, a couple of examples of free expression. I mean, the government, now we know, in concert with social media, censors the news. Liberal universities often require McCarthy-era type diversity statements for one to be hired. You know, it goes on and on and on. So one is free expression. I don't want to belabor these points too much, but this is how he's making his case of this remaking of America. Second, the weaponization of justice. Pretty obvious out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Never, ever in U.S. history has the Department of Justice and their like-minded state and local prosecutors indicted a leading opposition candidate and likely nominee of one of the two major parties at the beginning of a presidential campaign. It's not happened. Donald Trump is currently charged with nearly 100 felonies. Think about that. By at least two prosecutors, likely eventually will hit more than 500 indictments from four prosecutors, every one of the latter with a long record of either left-wing associations or Democratic service. Do you see this new thing now about the judge donating all the money to Obama? The judge in his case?
The
judge in the, I believe it's the documents case, donating all this money to Trump.
To Obama, you mean? Or to Trump?
I'm sorry, to Obama. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not shocking.
Nothing to see here. I forget if it's in the documents case or the most recent one, but it's a story I saw the other way. That's, ladies and gentlemen, the weaponization of justice. That's two. Three, the attack on the Supreme Court. Think about that. We don't spend much time on that, but once the court achieved this conservative majority it has, what did the left seek to do? Attack it. They've called for packing the court with leftist jurists to create this new 15-justice bench. Law professors in the Ivy League and have talked about ignoring court rulings on abortion and affirmative action. Senate Minority Leader Chuckie Schumer, don't forget him, threaten justices by name?
You have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
Remember Chucky yelling that? We get a full-on attack on the Supreme Court. This is part of what is the remaking of America. Give you another. This is a favorite of Kevin's.
Fundamental transformation, I believe, was the phrase you were looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The media. The fusion of the media and the Democrats. One and the same. I mean, if you were to listen to last few years of NBC, ABC, CBS, NPR, PBS, MSN, LSD, CNN, read the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, you would have believed what? Donald Trump worked with the Russians to throw and win the election, right?
Oh, Donald Trump, the devil.
Yeah. For the last 8 years, none of Trump's political opponents have ever destroyed, subpoenaed evidence, conspired to hire foreign nationals to compile false and sordid files on him. No. First time in American history, all of the major communication and networks are fused with one party. Think about that.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ponder today, is the remaking of America well underway? Are we in the midst of one of the most radical revolutions in American history? As far-reaching, as dangerous as the 1850s and 1860s or the 1930s? Is, in fact, every aspect of American life and culture under assault, including how we govern ourselves and the manner in which we live, Victor Davis Hanson, great thinker, says affirmative and has given us 10 examples of upheavals that the left has successfully won on. They've won on these. Tell me if you agree or disagree with any of this, please. 271-1100, text 237-1590, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So the last one, the fusion of the media and the Democrats. I mean, think about that. All of the major communication journalism networks are literally fused with the political party, believing the new role of the media is to advance a shared progressive cause, opposing, defaming common opponents, and feeding their audiences things that are not and cannot possibly be true. We've seen it again and again and again.
Yep.
And that is part of what's happening in this erosion. Another one is the destruction of common law. Think of the defund the police movement in a lot of major cities. The left-wing district attorney candidates getting millions of dollars in campaign funding with an agenda coming in. So the left can systematically erode the law as we know it in our major cities. What do you have in major cities now? Downtowns are like after dark no-go zones. In what were once great cities. I mean, San Francisco, great city. Chicago, wow.
You know, sad. It's heartbreaking.
It is. And it's one example after another. Cities are becoming depopulated because what business is going to find it safe to conduct commerce? What consumer, you know, resident is going to think, oh, this is okay?
Yeah, when's the gang of shoplifters scheduled to arrive to clean my store out every other week?
And break the law with impunity. What's done about it?
Nothing.
Public violence.
Oh.
You got, gross defecation and urination and fornication and injection happening right out in the open. Do not even rate as misdemeanors because, again, come back to these district attorneys, they're like, it's not a problem.
Not bad. They're fine. Leave them alone. Don't look at them.
Nothing to see here. The left has this is a great line from Victor Davis Hanson. The left has redefined violent crime to such an extent that shoplifting is no longer actionable. Flash mobs that take over streets and swarm to loot stores are rarely, if ever, arrested. Security officers who apprehend thieves or intervene to stop violence are more likely to be prosecuted than the criminals themselves. That's happening.
True. Yes, you see videos of it all the time. Loss prevention, people are getting in trouble for trying to stop people from running out of the store with carts full of merchandise. And you know what they're doing? They're not hitting, they're going into Gucci, they're going into LensCrafters, they're going into Louis Vuitton and stealing everything. And then, oh look, it's on Poshmark's or it's on some website where the resellers are selling it. I mean, that's the scam of this whole thing. These people don't need it. I mean, they pull up in, an Acuras and Mercedes and they load it up with the stolen Gucci merchandise, and off they go. It's unbelievable.
And speaking of the destruction of common law, let's not forget about immigration law. Does it even exist anymore? Utterly destroyed by Joe Biden, 7 million illegal entrants flood into the U.S., and along with the Mexican government, make demands on their hosts to accommodate their illegality. I'm here illegally. You must, you shall, you will.
Oh, you're making that up, Scott Hennin.
What else is part of the remaking of America? I think we have to mention the erosion of the military. The wokeness of the military. Rarely has the American people polled so little confidence in the U.S. military. Just saw a poll yesterday about this. Sad. Perceives the Pentagon mission largely one to promote social change through this constant chain of command, not necessarily to maintain deterrence, much less to win all of its wars. They're more worried about social change. The left has got their hooks in the armed forces. Short on munitions and weapons, military officers used to promote progressive social agendas. That's part of the remaking of America. Another is sexes. The heterosexual male and female, this is from Victor Davis Hanson, marriage and the nuclear family are all to be suspect. There are three sexes, or perhaps still more. English language pronouns are inadequate to reflect sexual diversity. So, by the way, try misusing the language here and you lose a career in a hurry as well.
Mm-hmm.
This from an epidemic of childlessness, singlehood, collapsing fertility rates. Do people pay attention to this anymore? Do they say, hey, we got a problem here? The preferred non-nuclear family model, what's happening to it? Sex, but not race, is constructed and thus a matter of biology, but of individual choice. Think about that.
You know what this is? Have you read the Sulawinski, The Rules for Radicals?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of that. You know, I mean, this, you know, he's got the 10 rules for, 13 of them, I think, or whatever, if I remember. But one of them I remember was pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. And no matter what it is, whatever their target is, that's exactly how they attack it. And there's so many things in here. One of them is if you push a negative hard and deep enough, it will break through into its counter side. This is based on the principle that every positive has its negative. This is all about division.
Two more left on his top 10 list. One that I haven't mentioned yet is debt. Debt is a construct, he writes. Modern monetary theory proved that annual deficits and national debt are just a state accounting challenge. So printing more money is an act that properly diminishes the value of existing capital improperly hardened by profiteers. Spreading the ensuing cash wealth to the more deserving and victimizes long overdue social justice. That's how they think. And the last one, by the way, is universities. And the role of the universities to create a brief space safe in which graduates can leave with the proper training about the terrible history of the United States and the ways in mm-hmm. which it must be dismantled and then rebuilt by the properly trained experts from the ground up. Amen. None of these things we've talked about in the last 20 minutes were true at the millennium. All are now. With still more to come. That's why it's the remaking of America. Part of the reason we got here is a lack of critical thinking. And we're going to talk about that with Paul Fisher, headmaster at the Capstone Classical Academy, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. And I want your take on this as well. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Families of service members killed during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Yesterday, the Gold Star families gathered in Escondido, that's a suburb in North San Diego County. Mom Kelly Barnett lost her son to a suicide bomber at the Kabul airport.
Biden, the Biden administration, incompetent, cowards, evil.
Darren Hoover lost his son and accuses the Biden administration of taking a sick victory lap after the Afghan pullout.
To say that they're satisfied with the withdrawal of our troops is nothing short of disgusting and ignorant.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa from California says this is only the beginning to hold the Biden administration accountable.
There are many, many questions unasked or unspoken today that have been asked that we will get to the bottom of.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What sounds like a perfect lunchtime meal for you today? PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Chicken pot pie kind of day. That's in Harwood, PetroServe USA, also Valley City. And a hot beef sandwich, one of the choices in Valley City as well. Meatloaf or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chili cheese hot dogs, 12th Avenue, 929. Swedish meatballs, MP Avenue. Sloppy Joe's in Glendon. And Salisbury Steak on 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn, this is What's on Your Mind. A few comments about our discussion on the remaking of America from Victor Davis Hanson before we go to our next guest. Faith text, he is right on. Yeah, he is. I mean, I shout out loud when I read Victor Davis Hanson. Like, yes! Yes!
Yeah.
Like I'm cheering for, you know, Minnesota Viking Justin Jefferson to get across, you know, the goal line or something.
Hey, Marie on Facebook commented, compromised military Republican leaders are just as guilty as Democrats. Some of them are.
Yeah, interesting. Some others have made that same point. Here's another. George Soros paid and filled the DOJ and all the regional DAs, but no one stopped him. Media doesn't talk about it anymore. Another said, the University of Texas has free speech areas at their college. Why? And no kidding. Shouldn't the University of Texas be a free speech area? Yes, you can exercise your free speech over there in the corner.
Here's a thought. If you don't like what somebody says, don't listen. Don't make your own deal. Go have your own talks.
Another listener says, I call it really extreme Trump aversion resistance disorder. Yeah. Another cites Barack Obama through the Saul Alinsky vision is behind everything going on in this country. Obama wants to destroy America through division and socialism, simple as that. All right. Another listener on this point says, what we need more of is education in civics and history. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Another listener, yes, we are. Meaning they agree with the remaking of America that's happening that we talked about in the first half hour. Yes, we are. And then ask this question, where are the GOP governors, attorney generals, senators, representatives? They're mostly silent. Mostly silent, worried more about their own political skin than we the people. We should be fighting back with all the same tactics. Instead, we get answers like, well, people are innocent until proven guilty. Are you kidding me? By the way, I do think the value in historians like Victor Davis Hanson and other thought leaders out there presenting this should give cover, for lack of a better term, to Republicans that might, you know, say, oh, I don't know, do I want to go there? I mean, I agree. I think we need a little more pounding of the table, if you will, about some
fight.
Of these things. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we need better candidates. We need better people. We need better tacticians and better fighters. Yes, agree to all of that.
I think what we need more than anything is critical thinking.
And, amen.
Paul Fisher is the headmaster at the Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo. Joins us to talk about a big event they have coming up on August 30th and a little bit about what they do at Capstone Classical Academy, affiliated, by the way, with Hillsdale College. Paul, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Scott. It's been a while. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Ready for another school year?
We are ready. We've expanded our leadership team, so I'm just kicking back and relaxing and watching everybody pull it together.
Yeah, good one. But you do have a great team there, which is great. What are you most proud of from last year?
I'm proud of our parents. I'm proud of our students. It's the community. The faculty, of course, are the bedrock of what we do. But the community that rallied around, people don't know we exist sometimes in Fargo, and we feel like after our first year, we've been together forever. So I think that's key. It's going to take some strength of community to weather the turbulence of our times. And we certainly stand against the current as a school, and it's going to take great character as a community to do that well.
Yeah, and where else, would you want children, but in a school that is properly equipping the whole student for the turbulence of the times? That's something to be thinking about. I know it's easy, for lack of a better term, to say kids are in public schools, they're with their friends, they're with their neighbors, everything's great, but think about the turbulence of their times and how they're being equipped with the education they are, and make sure that matches what your vision is of the future, because it can quickly change. Critical thinking is something that I think is so sorely missing. I mean, we were reading a piece from Victor Davis Hanson, who's making the case, Paul, that the remaking of America is underway, and gives some examples of how that's happening. But what he's talking about is the fact that we're in the midst of one of the most radical revolutions in American history.
Well, that's right.
And you wouldn't know
that. Yeah, it is.
Unless you deployed critical thinking, would you?
Well, you wouldn't know it. It's a few things. That critical thinking needs a context for which to work. And, in terms of the historic origin of the United States and the ideas that, were involved in revolutions prior to the founding of our country, if those aren't known, and if the stories of, totalitarian states and the ultimate end of socialism aren't told accurately, you're going to end up in this place where fairy tales seem true. And that's what's happening. These false tales about what human anthropology is, how humans are wired, what's true and good and beautiful, the rise of the self, the authentic self that now is the center of everything. It's led to this context in which critical thinking even has no place to be moored. It does have to have some kind of roots in reality, right? Historically, and in present day. And then you teach young people to think critically from the greatest minds of history, of the past, who've already plowed the ground, and we should be just reaping their fruit. But instead we're cutting them down at the root, tossing them in the fire. And I think it happens so rapidly. It feels like people think it's happened so rapidly, but it's been building for decades. Even centuries back to the Enlightenment, there's been this movement away from reason. And you're right, critical thinking is at the core. And it's jargon used in education, but schools, generally speaking, have nothing to do with it.
Why? What is the motive there?
Well, there's a few things. Teacher preparation is abysmal. We've got issues where these liberal arts colleges are no longer liberal arts colleges. And a lot of people don't know what liberal arts means, but it's really just an education that goes back to the roots of Western civilization that helps a person to live free with responsibility. And most importantly, in our case, in a democratic republic, which requires a moral citizenry that can think, right, and that can govern their own base desires. But that's not being taught in universities anymore. Now it's all indoctrination along critical theory lines. And that kind of dismantling and deconstruction that young people are sitting at the feet of professors who are peddling it, those young people are not prepared for that by their schools, sadly by their churches or families most often. And communities like Capstone have to come together to provide what the colleges are not, parents often say, what's going to happen when my child goes to college after a classical education? And the answer is they're going to be disappointed in what they find there. They're going to look around, sadly, at the state of affairs in their generation and that of the professors, and they're going to say, why am I spending money here? And that's why schools like Hillsdale and other colleges that are holding firm to the best of Western civilization and American goodness are so important right now.
I'm back on reaping the fruit of the great historians that often end up on a shelf gathering dust. What is your take on why that is? Why more and more of education is sort of erasing the past rather than embracing it and seeing it as the guidepost for how we live today?
Well, there's an arrogance. You know, if you take a look at the way we sit back as a culture and throw darts at history, at people whose shoulders we stand on, and then we complain about them, rather than with sober judgment and humility acknowledging that we have something to learn. It's at the root, it's a character problem with our country. It's a character problem with young people who are taught that they are the center of the universe. At the school, we have these things called Griffin's weapons. We're the golden griffins, and the griffin's weapons are virtues, and one of them is reverence, one of them is humility, one of them is prudence, integrity. And the young people in our school are rooted in those things, and those characters are shaped in them by habit and intentionality with the faculty and parents. And those are the things that are missing. You know, ultimately, when a nation goes wrong and when the schools go wrong, the problem is generally with the desire, even more than it is critical thinking. The desire of mankind is bent on selfishness. Critical thinking combined with the cultivation of virtue, which has to be done by an older generation with the younger, leads to folks who will look at history and say, you know what, I should sit at these folks' feet and listen before I speak. I should assume that I know less before I start opening my mouth. And unfortunately, that's not the way we're wired, because we've raised our children now for a couple of generations to not be wired that way. We've taught them that the highest moral good is their own selfish fulfillment. And that goes all the way back to psychology. You know, we teach it in schools now, Psych 101, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The best thing is self-actualization. That's when you become a human most fully. And of course, you know, in a Judeo-Christian sense, we would say when you're willing to lose self for the sake of your neighbor or your brother, not self-actualization. And we've lost that, Scott, not to preach a sermon, but it goes to the core. And that's why our mission is about wisdom and virtue, and not about job skills for the 21st century or whatever other jargon has been out there. If you want job skills for the 21st century, they need to be rooted in character and wisdom. And that's missing.
Listener says, please ask Paul if he thinks it's time to get rid of No Child Left Behind. The kids that are troublemakers are disruptive and don't want to be there. They need to go. They're taking away from the kids that want to be there and want to succeed. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Well, the No Child Left Behind legislation is one thing. And that, you know, most conservatives actually at the time, it's interesting, it was a power grab by the federal government in education, which we should have been against. But I was for it at the time because I thought, man, these schools are underperforming. We need accountability. And that was the message, right? We're going to make sure no child is left behind. The problem, of course, is that government can't ensure that. That happens in the local community, and it starts with the home. And those of us who are concerned about the homes of our neighbors and love our neighbor can be of hand there. But it's true. If a child is disrupting in the public school system, we can't have kids evacuated from the classroom and not learning because there's a child in there who can't function. What the answers are is a whole other segment on a show.
Hang tight if you would, Paul. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Headmaster at the Capstone Classical Academy will tell you about a big event coming up later in August for them after this.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You're there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamGaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
H.A. Thompson and Sons since 1908. Talk about a long history, a great service to many. You know, we're in a time where costs are going up, up, up. Things are really hard to predict. Where's this going to land? Where are the interest rates going to be? All these variables. If you're looking for something on the P&L to look a little more stable, I'd encourage you to learn more about the Link Service Contractor offerings from H.A. Thompson & Sons. What it does is allow H.A. Thompson & Sons to remove the hassle for you, give you one static price, and they do everything. They do the maintenance, they do the replacement, if necessary, of your critical environmental maintenance for building and business owners throughout the region. They're doing, I forget how many hundreds of buildings now throughout the Northern Plains, but it's a lot. And, of course, they have commercial operations here in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, Bismarck, and provide services throughout the region. Check it out. Link, L-I-N-C, from H.A. Thompson & Sons, H-A-T-N-Sons.com. H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908. Finishing our conversation with Paul Fisher, who is the headmaster at Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo. They're about to start their second season in existence and have a great vision for the future. That does not happen without the support of a lot of good people who understand the peril that education is in America today and how it needs to change. And so Dr. Larry Arnn is coming. He's the president of Hillsdale College on August 30th. And a 5 p.m. reception, dinner and program at 6 p.m. at the Grand Ballroom of the Delta by Marriott in Fargo. All the details are at capstoneclassical.com, capstoneclassical.com. Paul, tell me a little bit about your thoughts on Dr. Larry Arnn and what Hillsdale College has done. I know Capstone is affiliated with Hillsdale. That's historic, one of the first and only, certainly in North Dakota here for sure as well. But talk a little bit about what you expect to hear from Dr. Arnn on the 30th.
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. Arnn is, you know, he's an educator at heart, and which is appropriate for a president of a college, isn't it? And so he has, in many ways, created what is a flagship return to liberal arts education in America. And there are other good colleges like Hillsdale out there, but Hillsdale stands prominently because of Dr. Arnn's leadership. You know, he's been unwavering in his vision to restore a classical American education in college, but also through this initiative that we're a part of, this K-12 education Hillsdale model. And so he has been, you know, it's not like he has been above the radar. He's been on the radar for the liberals, and they've taken shots at him. And really, you know, he doesn't stand as a conservative or a liberal. He stands as a man for free thinking, for free speech, for inquiry, for self-governance, for virtue and wisdom. And he at times will speak very directly about what is at stake in education in America with young hearts and minds. And I expect him to do that on the 30th, and to rally all of us who care about the generation that's being brought up right now in our schools and the ones that will follow. And I think the vision is captivating. The movement is growing. The fastest growing segment of education in the United States is classical education. We're a little late coming to Fargo, but Dr. Arnn and Hillsdale, I've been recruiting teachers at Hillsdale for at least a decade. And they've been producing some of the best minds. You know, you started this segment thinking about critical thinking. Dr. Arnn's leadership in making sure that Hillsdale stays the course has been stellar. So you can expect, though, he's not going to talk about Hillsdale. He's going to talk about education in America. And you'll hear from him words that should inspire and convict and cause us to think. It's a night of thinking and good conversation for those who care about these issues.
Again, that is Wednesday, August 30th at the Delta Hotel by Marriott Grand Ballroom. And all the details and a chance to get tickets, sponsor a table, bring some friends, capstoneclassical.com. What does it mean for Capstone Classical Academy to be a member school of Hillsdale College?
Well, it means our faculty, free of charge to us, you have to keep in mind donors fund the K-12 program at Hillsdale. And so what they do free of charge to us is professional development for our faculty. They do ongoing consulting and support for school leaders like myself. They come to campus a couple times a year and observe our classes, give feedback to our teachers. They work full time on the side curating curriculum, staying abreast of how we can improve the curriculum we're delivering, creating the anthologies that are read in classrooms that are at the heart of the great conversation of human history. And in many ways, it's like having an extended faculty in Hillsdale, Michigan, that is working for you at your classical school. And yet they're not on our payroll. It's a tremendous benefit. We're so grateful to those who lead the college, and particularly the K-12 education program, in the way that they've helped kids in Fargo access what otherwise wouldn't be available to them.
And talk a little bit about the grand vision. I only have 30 seconds left, so big question for 30 seconds. But the grand vision of what Capstone Classical Academy will be with the help of folks that come to this event on the 30th.
Sure. Well, you know, we're in the midst of building a campus on South 43rd Street, right at 64th Avenue South in Fargo. That building is going up. It's vertical now. Building out that campus all the way to accommodate 560 kids. Pre-K through 12th grade is the ultimate destination. It's not the building that matters most, but it's a beautiful building. that will be a place to learn humanely, and we're excited about that, but also the scholarships and the early launch support the campaign is providing. This dinner is a part of closing that campaign, which has $10 million to go out of 50. We've got 40 of it. We just need to reach the finish line.
It'll be a great night, Wednesday, August 30th. Find out more at capstoneclassical.com. Paul Fisher, thank you. Always appreciate our chats. Hey, it's Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.